Autism advocates push health insurers to pay for autism treatment in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Every day in California, a new child is diagnosed with autism. According to the Centers for Disease Control, one in every 150 children in the U.S. has a developmental disability linked to what are called autism spectrum disorders. The problem is usually diagnosed before the age of 3 and continues throughout a person's life. Families of autistic children often have to pay tens of thousands of dollars for behavioral therapy for their child to get them to reach a level where they can function and learn, often without reimbursement from insurers. The group Autism Speaks is planning a campaign in California and 9 other states to get new laws requiring insurance companies to pay for autism treatment. Spokesperson Kristen Jacobson.
Autism is a medical condition that right now the insurance companies are treating as if it were not a medical condition, and they're discriminating against their subscribers and families who have the condition and have paid for health insurance, and for some reason the insurance companies have been able to get away with almost discriminating against a disease state and avoiding its financial responsibility.
There are famous stories of autistic children on the genius scale who have great mathematical or artistic talent, but for many autistic children, just learning a basic skill like holding a pencil, identifying and saying words, or paying attention in class can take years. They can have difficulty interacting with others, or have repetitive patterns like stacking objects that impede their ability to integrate. Early intervention is key to these children's ability to adapt, says Jacobson.
The medical literature, sort of the most evidence-based documented literature, supports very intensive one-on-one behavioral modification therapy, and then combined with also some speech therapy and some occupational therapy, depending on the specifics of the deficits in a particular child. So they need intensive therapy. They need frequent therapy, 30 to 40 hours a week, 5 days a week for, you know, at least 2 to 3 years.
The treatment plan can be recommended by a developmental pediatrician, a psychologist, or a neuropsychologist, but many insurers say it's a behavioral, not a medical problem. The insurance industry's main lobbying organization, America's Health Insurance Plans, questions advocates' contention that autism is a medical issue. AHIP's Susan Pisano points to a toolkit from the American Academy of Pediatrics that refers to a variety of behavioral therapies for autism as educational intervention. She says the question of who should pay for autism treatment needs to be a public policy discussion.
As the number of children who have been considered within the autism spectrum has increased, this has put pressure on county and school budgets. And so there has been a move to try to transfer responsibility for some services that have traditionally been provided in the educational environment to the healthcare system.
In California, public schools do provide special education classes for autistic kids, though the Department of Education couldn't say exactly how much of its budget goes to any one particular disability. Families can also get some help through regional centers run by the State Department of Developmental Services. The DDS spends about $10,000 a year on each of the nearly 5,000 autistic children it serves. But Dr. Antonio Hardin, an autism expert at Stanford's Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, says even if kids get treatment in schools, insurers still need to participate.
It's definitely about time for insurance companies to consider autism like any other medical disorder and try to provide treatment for these individuals with these at times severe deficits with evidence-based treatment. Let's say for a child who is not benefiting from 20 hours a week, and that's what the school district is providing and might need a little bit more, and that's when the parents will have to go and seek treatment and pay for it out of pocket. Well, let's say 8 hours a week, and you're looking at $25, $30 an hour. You can do the math. It can be too much. And a lot of kids, unfortunately, are not getting these services.
Children with untreated autism can grow up to be adults who will never be able to function independently and may end up institutionalized, autism experts say. Hardin believes treatment should be scalable and that parents and providers need to work with insurers to cover treatment and monitor a child's progress instead of asking insurers for a blank check.
And that's what I ask parents to argue for, is to let's do a trial for 3 to 6 months and see if it's beneficial, but at least give them the benefit of the doubt and let's see, maybe the kid will benefit from that. It's not like we have to force the insurance company to do it blindly for like 10 years or 50 years. No, but at least to give a trial of this intervention.
Several states, including Texas and Florida, already have laws requiring insurers to cover treatment for autism as a medical condition. Autism Speaks says it will push for similar legislation in California in 2009, although the group hasn't yet written specific language for a bill yet. But AHIP's Susan Pisano says insurers oppose the idea of mandated treatments for any particular condition or disease, not just autism.
What we've seen with mandates is that sometimes a particular mandate makes sense, but typically mandates have been enacted without looking at what their effect would be on quality, what their effect would be on the cost of care, and what their effect would be on the number of people without insurance in a particular location. Healthcare changes, the science changes, and once you've got something mandated in law, you really freeze things in time.
There is some question as to whether insurers can be required to pay for autism treatment under California's Mental Health Parity Act. The law allows managed health care companies to refuse to pay for any treatment on the grounds that it's not medically necessary. But families can appeal insurers' decisions to the Department of Managed Health Care. Autism Speaks would like to have the condition defined as a genetic neurobiological defect, not a mental illness. And they would like to have penalties and enforcement mechanisms included in any legislation. This has been a special report from California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.